If tribulation touch thee for my sake, call thou to mind my ills and troubles, and remember my banishment and imprisonment. Thus do we devolve on thee what hath descended upon us from him who is the all-glorious, the all-wise. Baha'u'llah. If tribulation touch thee for my sake, call thou to mind my ills and troubles, and remember my banishment and imprisonment. Thus do we devolve on thee what hath descended upon us from him who is the all-glorious, the all-wise. Baha'u'llah. O Ahmad, forget not my bounties while I am absent. Remember my days during thy days, and my distress and banishment in this remote prison. And be thou so steadfast in my love that thy heart shall not waver, even if the swords of the enemies rain blows upon thee and all the heavens and the earth arise against thee. Baha'u'llah. O Ahmad, forget not my bounties while I am absent. Remember my days during thy days, and my distress and banishment in this remote prison. And be thou so steadfast in my love that thy heart shall not waver, even if the swords of the enemies rain blows upon thee and all the heavens and the earth arise against thee. Baha'u'llah. Recall thou to mind my sorrows, my cares and anxieties, my woes and trials, the state of my captivity, the tears that I have shed, the bitterness of mine anguish, and now my imprisonment in this far-off land. God, O Mustafa, beareth me witness. Couldst thou be told what hath befallen the ancient beauty, thou wouldst flee into the wilderness, and weep with a great weeping. In thy grief, thou wouldst smite thyself on the head, and cry out as one stung by the sting of the adder. Be thou grateful to God, that we have refused to divulge unto thee the secrets of those unsearchable decrees that have been sent down unto us from the heaven of the will of thy Lord, the Most Powerful, the Almighty. Baha'u'llah. Recall thou to mind my sorrows, my cares and anxieties, my woes and trials, the state of my captivity, the tears that I have shed, the bitterness of mine anguish, and now my imprisonment in this far-off land. God, O Mustafa, beareth me witness. Couldst thou be told what hath befallen the ancient beauty, thou wouldst flee into the wilderness, and weep with a great weeping. In thy grief, thou wouldst smite thyself on the head, and cry out as one stung by the sting of the adder. Be thou grateful to God, that we have refused to divulge unto thee the secrets of those unsearchable decrees that have been sent down unto us from the heaven of the will of thy Lord, the Most Powerful, the Almighty. Baha'u'llah. By the righteousness of God. Every morning I arose from my bed, I discovered the hosts of countless afflictions massed behind my door, and every night when I lay down, lo! My heart was torn with agony at what it had suffered from the fiendish cruelty of its foes. With every piece of bread the ancient beauty break it as coupled the assault of a fresh affliction, and with every drop he drinketh as mixed the bitterness of the most woeful of trials. He is preceded in every step he taketh by an army of unforeseen calamities, while in his rear follow legions of agonizing sorrows. Such is my plight, wert thou to ponder it in thine heart. Let not, however, thy soul grieve over that which God hath rained down upon us. Merge thy will in his pleasure, for we have, at no time, desired anything whatsoever except his will, and have welcomed each one of his irrevocable decrees. Let thine heart be patient, and be thou not dismayed. Follow not in the way of them that are sorely agitated. Baha'u'llah. By the righteousness of God. Every morning I arose from my bed, I discovered the hosts of countless afflictions massed behind my door, and every night when I lay down, lo, my heart was torn with agony at what it had suffered from the fiendish cruelty of its foes. With every piece of bread the ancient beauty break it as coupled the assault of a fresh affliction, and with every drop he drinketh as mixed the bitterness of the most woeful of trials. He is preceded in every step he taketh by an army of unforeseen calamities, while in his rear follow legions of agonizing sorrows. Such is my plight, wert thou to ponder it in thine heart. Let not, however, thy soul grieve over that which God hath rained down upon us. Merge thy will in his pleasure, for we have, at no time, desired anything whatsoever except his will, and have welcomed each one of his irrevocable decrees. Let thine heart be patient, and be thou not dismayed. Follow not in the way of them that are sorely agitated. Baha'u'llah. But for the tribulations that have touched me in the path of God, life would have held no sweetness for me, and my existence would have profited me nothing. Baha'u'llah. But for the tribulations that have touched me in the path of God, life would have held no sweetness for me, and my existence would have profited me nothing. Baha'u'llah. Glory to thee, O thou who art the Lord of all worlds, and the beloved of all such as have recognized thee. Thou seest me sitting under a sword hanging on a thread, and art well aware that in such a state I have not fallen short of my duty towards thy cause, nor failed to shed abroad thy praise, and declare thy virtues, and deliver all thou hadst prescribed unto me in thy tablets. Though the sword be ready to fall on my head, I call thy loved ones with such a calling that the hearts are carried away towards the horizon of thy majesty and grandeur. Baha'u'llah. Glory to thee, O thou who art the Lord of all worlds, and the beloved of all such as have recognized thee. Thou seest me sitting under a sword hanging on a thread, and art well aware that in such a state I have not fallen short of my duty towards thy cause, nor failed to shed abroad thy praise, and declare thy virtues, and deliver all thou hadst prescribed unto me in thy tablets. Though the sword be ready to fall on my head, I call thy loved ones with such a calling that the hearts are carried away towards the horizon of thy majesty and grandeur. Baha'u'llah. The Abba Beauty himself, may the spirit of all existence be offered up for his loved ones, bore all manner of ordeals, and willingly accepted for himself intense afflictions. No torment was there left that his sacred form was not subjected to, no suffering that did not descend upon him. How many a night, when he was chained, did he go sleepless because of the weight of his iron collar, how many a day the burning pain of the stocks and fetters gave him no moment's peace. From Niavaran to Tirun they made him run, he, that embodied spirit, he who had been accustomed to repose against cushions of ornamented silk, chained, shoeless, his head bared, and down under the earth, in the thick darkness of that narrow dungeon, they shut him up with murderers, rebels and thieves. Ever and again they assailed him with a new torment, and all were certain that from one moment to the next he would suffer a martyr's death. After some time they banished him from his native land, and sent him to countries alien and far away. During many a year in Iraq, no moment passed but the arrow of a new anguish struck his holy heart, with every breath a sword came down upon that sacred body, and he could hope for no moment of security and rest. From every side his enemies mounted their attack with unrelenting hate, and singly and alone he withstood them all. After all these tribulations, these body blows, they flung him out of Iraq in the continent of Asia, to the continent of Europe, and in that place of bitter exile, of wretched hardships, to the wrongs that were heaped upon him by the people of the Quran were now added the virulent persecutions, the powerful attacks, the plottings, the slanders, the continual hostilities, the hate and malice, of the people of the Bayan. My pen is powerless to tell it all, but ye have surely been informed of it. Then, after 24 years in this, the most great prison, in agony and sore affliction, his days drew to a close. To sum it up, the ancient beauty was ever, during his sojourn in this transitory world, either a captive bound with chains, or living under a sword, or subjected to extreme suffering and torment, or held in the most great prison. Because of his physical weakness, brought on by his afflictions, his blessed body was worn away to a breath, it was light as a cobweb from long grieving. And his reason for shouldering this heavy load and enduring all this anguish, which was even as an ocean that hurleth its waves to high heaven, his reason for putting on the heavy iron chains and for becoming the very embodiment of utter resignation and meekness, was to lead every soul on earth to concord, to fellow feeling, to oneness, to make known amongst all peoples the sign of the singleness of God, so that at last the primal oneness deposited at the heart of all created things would bear its destined fruit, and the splendor of no difference canst thou see in the creation of the God of mercy. Quran 67:3 would cast abroad its rays. Abdul Baha. The Abba Beauty himself, may the spirit of all existence be offered up for his loved ones, bore all manner of ordeals, and willingly accepted for himself intense afflictions. No torment was there left that his sacred form was not subjected to, no suffering that did not descend upon him. How many a night, when he was chained, did he go sleepless because of the weight of his iron collar, how many a day the burning pain of the stocks and fetters gave him no moment's peace. From Niavaran to Tirun they made him run, he, that embodied spirit, he who had been accustomed to repose against cushions of ornamented silk, chained, shoeless, his head bared, and down under the earth, in the thick darkness of that narrow dungeon, they shut him up with murderers, rebels and thieves. Ever and again they assailed him with a new torment, and all were certain that from one moment to the next he would suffer a martyr's death. After some time they banished him from his native land, and sent him to countries alien and far away. During many a year in Iraq, no moment passed but the arrow of a new anguish struck his holy heart, with every breath a sword came down upon that sacred body, and he could hope for no moment of security and rest. From every side his enemies mounted their attack with unrelenting hate, and singly and alone he withstood them all. After all these tribulations, these body blows, they flung him out of Iraq in the continent of Asia, to the continent of Europe, and in that place of bitter exile, of wretched hardships, to the wrongs that were heaped upon him by the people of the Quran were now added the virulent persecutions, the powerful attacks, the plottings, the slanders, the continual hostilities, the hate and malice, of the people of the Bayan. My pen is powerless to tell it all, but ye have surely been informed of it. Then, after 24 years in this, the most great prison, in agony and sore affliction, his days drew to a close. To sum it up, the ancient beauty was ever, during his sojourn in this transitory world, either a captive bound with chains, or living under a sword, or subjected to extreme suffering and torment, or held in the most great prison. Because of his physical weakness, brought on by his afflictions, his blessed body was worn away to a breath, it was light as a cobweb from long grieving. And his reason for shouldering this heavy load and enduring all this anguish, which was even as an ocean that hurleth its waves to high heaven, his reason for putting on the heavy iron chains and for becoming the very embodiment of utter resignation and meekness, was to lead every soul on earth to concord, to fellow feeling, to oneness, to make known amongst all peoples the sign of the singleness of God, so that at last the primal oneness deposited at the heart of all created things would bear its destined fruit, and the splendor of "No difference canst thou see in the creation of the God of mercy." Quran 67:3 would cast abroad its rays. Abdul Baha.